Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It's me, Christopher.
And me, Laura. And I remember you mentioned yesterday that you hated middle school.
Oh, I did.
Did you get picked on or bullied?
Yes, I did.
Because?
Because I... Well, there's probably several reasons, but none of them were, like, I didn't do anything to get picked on for.
Oh, yeah. So they were just mean.
Yes.
Okay.
But so most bullies are just mean.
Yeah, true, for no reason. Okay, 所以昨天呢，我们其实有偷偷这个 Chris 有跟我们分享说，他其实也非常讨厌，就是之前在 middle school 的一些时期，因为他那时候也会被人家欺负哦，就很像 sort of what...going to happen to Charlie. I hope he doesn't I hope not. We don't know what's going to happen Charlie yet. So why don't we find out now?
David's Daily Life. The Mean Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs always sit in the back of the bus. That way, they can cause trouble.And the driver can't see. Charlie walked up to Dennis, the leader of the Bulldogs. He said, Hi, I'm Charlie. Can I sit here? Then there was only silence on the bus. I thought, Does Charlie want to die? Dennis stood up, said nothing, and took Charlie's cap. Then...Dennis and the other bulldogs started throwing it to one another. Charlie said, Hey, come on, guys. Can I have my cap back? Dennis looked at me and said, Catch this, and threw Charlie's cap.
Cause. Cause, caused, caused. An earthquake caused the old building to fall over. An earthquake caused the old building to fall over. Leader. Leader. Amanda is the leader of her high school basketball team. Amanda is the leader of her high school basketball team. Silence. Silence. The movie actor asked for silence while filming the scene. The movie actor asked for silence while filming the scene. Cap.Cap. All baseball players wear caps on their heads while playing. All baseball players wear caps on their heads while playing.
Okay, the article begins, The bulldogs, these are the bullies that we learned from yesterday's article,
right?
Always sit in the back of the bus.
Okay, so we're learning a little bit about these bulldogs,
yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
所以呢，一开始这个《大卫日记》就提到呢，这个 bulldogs 就是牛头犬，有没有？就是他们常欺负人的这些人啊，他是东马都是坐在哪里呢？公车的最后面 ，in the back of 一个地方，就是指某一个地方的后面。那这里我们看到的 ，they always.Always 就是总是这样的意思，它是一个非常常见的频率副词哦。那除了 always， 我们还会看到像是 usually、often、sometimes 等等，这些都是非常常见的频率副词。那到底他们要怎么用呢 ？How do we use them？
It's our 英文快译通。
Yeah, we got to check out our 英文快译通。
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah！
Hello everyone, I'm Nicole. 欢迎收看英文快译通之打给爱注意哦。 超跑姐看起来心情不错哦，她在和谁说话？
I'm always excited about going shopping in the department store on the holidays, and sometimes I see a movie too.
Well, on the holidays, I seldom go downtown. 我比较喜欢去郊区亲近大自然。
同学们，哎，注意哦，感觉超跑姐今天好像是来相亲的哎。在刚才他们的对话里面用了几个很重要的字 always, sometimes, seldom 等等，我们称为频率副词。频率副词是用来表示一段固定时间内事物出现的比率，其中 always, A-L-W-A-Y-S 是总是的意思，以百分比来说出现的频率是百分之百。另外 sometimes 是有时候的意思，频率大约是30%-40%，而 seldom S-E-L-D-O-M 则是很少的意思，频率大概只有5%哦。要特别注意的是，频率副词在句子里面的位置是放在 be 动词的后面，一般动词的前面，还有助动词和原形动词的中间。所以超跑姐刚刚说的 I am always excited about going shopping in the department store on the holidays, and sometimes I see a movie too.意思就是，对于假日可以去逛百货公司，我总是感到很兴奋。有的时候我也会去看电影。而那位相亲的对象，他说的是，我假日很少会去市中心。
I usually go mountain climbing on the holidays, and I often go camping on my own.
Oh, 拜托 ！I have never gone camping before, and will never ever go camping.
露营超恐怖的，野外都是一些莫名其妙的虫虫啊，又没有水可以洗澡，没有肉粽，没有只有肉粽，没有汉堡，我觉得其实去逛百货公司应该是不错的啊，为什么没有？
同学们爱注意哦，在刚刚的对话里面又出现了另外三个也很常用到的频率副词。 usually 是通常的意思，频率大概是90%，Often 是常常、经常的意思，频率大概是70%-80%。而最后超跑姐用到的 never 则是从不、绝不的意思，和 always 刚好完全相反，频率是零哦。今天为各位同学介绍的频率副词，在生活中有很多使用的机会，希望大家都已经记清楚喽。英文快译通知打给爱注意，我们下次见，拜拜。
They're sitting in the back of the bus. That way, they can cause trouble and the driver can't see them.
Oh, okay. So, why do they sit in the back of the bus? Because, if they come that way, they can get crazy. And they won't let the bus driver, which is the driver, see them throw their bombs.
Okay, so we saw a verb there called cause is the verb.And it means to make something happen, especially something bad or unpleasant.
Okay, so cause, C-A-U-S-E, 它就是引起、造成的意思。那它动词三态的变化是 cause, caused, 直接接 D, caused. 那在课文当中我们提到的是 cause trouble, 就是制造麻烦这样子的意思啦。And how do you use this word in a sentence?
Okay, an earthquake caused the old building to fall over. An earthquake caused the old building to fall over.
一场地震，地震就是 earthquake, 造成这栋老旧的建筑物倒塌了 fall over.
Okay, so Charlie walked up to Dennis. Okay.Dennis is the leader of the Bulldogs.
Charlie, you're looking for trouble.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, so Charlie 这时候呢，因为他还不知道这个 Bulldogs 是在学校的恶霸，他竟然走向牛头犬的老大 Dennis.
Right, so the leader is like the boss, the person who leads or commands a group, organization, or country.So in the United States, the leader would be President Obama. In Taiwan, it's Ma. And for Big Bang, it's G-Dragon.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh, those are the leaders. A leader is spelled L-E-A-D-E-R. L-E-A-D-E-R, leader.
Okay, 那像是 leader 呢，通常我们就是指这个领袖啦，或是领导者啦。像刚刚 Chris 有提到的，奥巴马总统在美国呢，当然就是 leader, OK? 那我们在台湾当然就是马总统啦，那 political leader 就是政治领袖。当然 leader 也可能是一个团体或是一个团队的队长，像是刚刚他提到的 G-Dragon 呢，就是权志龙呢，他就是这个Big Bang, and he's also named G-Dragon, 对不对？他就是这个南韩的男子团体 Big Bang 的 leader, 队长。
Okay, so Amanda is the leader of her high school basketball team. Amanda is the leader, so the one in charge of her high school basketball team.
Okay, so Amanda 是这个她中学的篮球社的社长 ,basketball team 就是篮球队。
Okay, in the article, he said, Hi, I'm Charlie. Can I sit here?
Okay.
He says this to Dennis, right?
惨了 ,Charlie 这时候他不知死活的不知情就说哎你们好然后他是跟 Dennis, 就是这个老大说了我叫做 Charlie, 哎我可以坐这里吗
And then there was only silence on the bus.
Ooh, I can just imagine. I can feel that silence.
Yeah.
然后公车内呢就一片死寂。
So silence. It's a complete lack of noise or sound.
Okay, silence. Okay, I don't think they can hear me.
No.
Silence 就是沉默寂静的意思。那常常呢，如果我们要用，就是像刚刚提到，就是死寂，一点声音都没有，我们可以用 dead silence or total silence or complete silence， 都是指就是完全听不到声音。那 silent, that's the adjective, S-I-L-E-N-T, 就是沉默的。There's another famous saying, it's old saying, that silence is golden. This is used to say that it is often better to just be quiet, not talk, than to speak. 沉默是金的英文就是 silence is golden.
Usually an older person will say to a younger person, silence is golden, meaning...Don't talk back to your mom and dad if you'll get in trouble, right?
Okay.
So our example for silence. The movie actor asked for silence while filming the scene. The movie actor asked for silence while filming the scene. So silence is spelled S-I-L-E-N-C-E.S-I-L-E-N-C-E, silence.
刚刚的例句的意思就是这位电影演员在拍摄这个镜头的时候呢要求说要肃静要安静哦。
Okay, so, continues. I thought, does Charlie want to die?
Me too, I'm thinking that too. 所以我这时候呢 David, 他心中是想说哦这个 Charlie 你是找死哦 die 当然就是死掉的意思哦那它是个动词啦如果你要用死亡也就是它的名词你可以用另外一个字就是 death D-E-A-T-H
Okay, so Dennis, the leader of the Bulldogs stood up, he said nothing and took Charlie's cap
Okay, 这时候我们就看到这个老大哦 Bulldogs 的老大 Dennis 他就站了起来他什么话都没有说然后呢他就拿走 Charlie 的球帽
So cap, it's a soft flat hat with a bill which is, like goes in the front
as
a bill and it's what baseball players wear So baseball players as part of their uniform wear caps
哦，所以帽檐就是 bill 然后 cap 呢就是帽子那通常我们指的就是 baseball cap 就是棒球帽There are other types of caps.
Right,
For example, a shower cap, 就是浴帽啦 or bathing cap, 就是泳帽。And sometimes painters, when they're painting, like people who you know, work as painters, 就是油漆工人啊他们就要戴这个 a painter's cap, so they won't get paint all over their head.
Yeah, I've often wondered why a painter, when they wear the cap, they wear itbackwards instead of forwards.
They'll get the paint on their forehead, though.
Maybe it's to protect the paint from going down their shirt. I don't know.
You're right.
Just a guess. So cap, C-A-P, very easy. C-A-P, cap. All baseball players wear caps on their heads while playing baseball. All baseball players wear caps on their heads while playing. This is to keep the sun out of their eyes.
Right, 所有棒球选手在比赛时头上都会戴着帽子。
Okay, then Dennis and the other Bulldogs started throwing it to one another. They started throwing the cap.
Oh, that's like, yeah. That's
you make
what
it sound like it's cute.
No, it's like, I knew it. 所以接下来呢 ,Dennis 跟其他的这个 Bulldogs 的成员呢就是牛头犬的就是那一帮吗开始就怎么样互相在丢这个球帽。当我们用 throw 这个字呢就是丢。那 throw 的动词三态你可以用 throw, threw, T-H-R-E-W, 还有 thrown, T-H-R-O-W-N. Oh, so they're making fun of Dennis.
Yeah, they're having fun at his expense.
Okay.
Charlie said, hey, come on, guys. Can I have my cap back?
Are you sure this is Charlie's voice?
Well, I figure if they're picking on him, he's got to sound funny.
Okay. So Charlie 说，你们不要这样子，我可以拿回我的帽子吗？Now, here, come on, is, has that tone. Oh, yeah. 拜托，就是很无奈说，哎呀，好了好了，你们不要闹了。
So Dennis looks at not Charlie,
but David,
and says, catch this. And he throws Charlie's cap. He threw Charlie's cap.
But David is not one of the Bulldogs. Interesting.
No, he's
okay.
Not.
So Dennis 呢，这时候竟然看着大卫就说 ，Hey, catch this. Catch 就是接的意思。他就叫大卫要接着，然后呢就把 Charlie 的球丢过来了。Oh my God!、
Mm.
So the story ends here, day two.
Yeah.
We won't find out what's going to happen because there's also day three tomorrow. So let's now go to our wrap up.
Okay.Okay, so Laura, what would you do in this situation? Like if you were tossed Charlie's hat?
我觉得大卫好可怜哦。他现在呢，他如果呢，他要么就是 A 鼓起勇气，就是说，哎，你不要这么幼稚。可是在中学的时候 ，junior high school， 在那个时候呢，我们好像都会怕事，所以我们可能就会不小心就会加入了这种嬉笑的游戏，想说没有什么。Yeah, usually, people are kind of like scared, and、mm-hmm. they're probably thinking maybe we should join them, otherwise we might get in trouble.
Yeah, I think.
But I don't know what I would do. What would you do?
Now, I would give back Charlie his hat.
Yeah, that's but, now.
But when I was younger, I might have handled it differently. I wouldn't probably throw it back to the bullies, but I would...
How about just give it back to Charlie? But then will we kind of like get picked on?
I think we would, but maybe this is the best solution. Oops! And then accidentally drop it at Charlie's feet.
Oh, that's smart. So you guys have a think about it, and we'll be right back tomorrow to...Find out what's going to happen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
English 小聚会
Hello, everyone. I'm Evita. 欢迎收看 A Plus 小聚会。大家觉得什么交通工具最方便呢？很多人会觉得搭乘小黄很方便啊。不过一旦遇到塞车 traffic jam, 就会非常的麻烦。而且有时候搭乘小黄也是要价不菲，又刚好目的地在对向车道，通常就会跟司机说，请在这里停车，剩下的路我会用走的。那么英文表达的方式就是 Please stop here, I will walk the rest of the way. Please stop here, I will walk the rest of the way. Rest 做名词时，除了休息之外，还有其余剩下的什么东西，用法是 the rest of something. 举例来说 ,the old man had only a dog to accompany him for the rest of his life. 这位老人仅剩一条狗陪他度过余生。另外补充几个搭乘相关的片语。第一个要表达上车会用 get on, 但是仅限于搭乘的交通工具像是 get on the train, get on the bus, 不能说 get on the car,那相反的，如果要某人下车的意思就是 drop somebody off. For example, please drop me off here. Please drop me off here. 请让我在这里下车。为什么呢 I walk the rest of the way. I walk the rest of the way. 这样同学有记起来吗？那 A Plus 小聚会下次见咯。
David's Daily Life, The Mean Bulldogs.
The bulldogs always sit in the back of the bus. That way, they can cause trouble and the driver can't see. Charlie walked up to Dennis, the leader of the bulldogs. He said, Hi.I'm Charlie. Can I sit here? Then there was only silence on the bus. I thought, does Charlie want to die? Dennis stood up, said nothing, and took Charlie's cap. Then Dennis and the other bulldogs started throwing it to one another. Charlie said, Hey!Come on, guys. Can I have my cap back? Dennis looked at me and said, Catch this! And threw Charlie's cap.
Cause. Cause. Cause, caused, caused. An earthquake.Caused the old building to fall over. An earthquake caused the old building to fall over. Leader. Leader. Amanda is the leader of her high school basketball team. Amanda is the leader of her high school basketball team. Silence.Silence. The movie actor asked for silence while filming the scene. The movie actor asked for silence while filming the scene. Cap. Cap. All baseball players wear caps on their heads while playing. All baseball players wear caps on their heads while playing.